Look, I travel around a lot in around Australia and to different regions, and I see different producers all the time. What I guess strikes me about what is here in the Whitsunday region is that there's a great diversity of product. You've got really good seafood, you've got really good beef, you've got pork, you've got, you know, eggs, and then you've got Bowen, which is just this most incredible region for fruit and vegetables. And I think, you know, there's a potential there for the Whitsundays to become a really well-known food tourism destination.
What do you think it takes for a region to become famous for its food?
Having a really good product for a start. Enthusiasm of the people who live there and produce the stuff, which I'm seeing a huge amount of here this week. The producers are seeing that they have the value in this, and they're excited about it. They want to take their produce out there and show it off. And also, really good marketing. You know, that's what the Barossa is. It's a wine region that's beautiful just like any other place. But this is beautiful here. You know, sitting here looking at the ocean, it's got all the ingredients that you need. It just probably... You know, you think of Whitsundays, you think of it as a hub to the islands. You don't think of it as a food producing region. If it was marketed differently, then that's what's going to make the change, you know, get it into people's heads. Actually, there's a whole lot of really, really good food here.
Someone comes from overseas and you're given the job of making one dish for them to showcase something that's impressed you here. What's it going to be?
Well, I actually saw a massive bin this morning in Mackay at the seafood works of mud crabs, and they looked amazing. I mean, they were the freshest, the most plump and juicy and heavy looking ones I've seen in my life, I think.
What's your name and what do you do?
My name's Andrew, and I'm a head chef at Coral Cay Resort in Mackay.
Have you seen or learnt anything today that you didn't know?
A lot, actually. There's a lot of local sort of food suppliers and whatnot that are sort of underrepresented, I think, in markets around the place. So it's good to see those guys firsthand producing their products and the practices they use. I've got seasonal menus coming out all the time, but it's definitely going to change the way that I'm going to source ingredients, and I'll be pushing a lot of my suppliers to sort of support these local guys and really get behind their strategies as well. So
my name's Sophia Ramos, and I've got a catering business, Soulful Catering. As I mentioned, like my niche has always been seasonal, local produce. Back when I started, though, it was very hard to get hold of. And the concept wasn't quite there yet. So I was very much sort of flying solo and, you know, finding it difficult because, like I said, people didn't grasp the concept as yet. So stuff like this just shows, like, how far we've come in the last 5 years.
So why bother getting local produce? What's the point?
Freshness. I mean... That, you know, you can't compare. You can't compare with the freshness. Something you go down to the local markets, and if you go to the right suppliers, that was picked yesterday.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I run Goanna Brewing in Mackay.
Linda, why are you here today?
We're here to see if we can source some local fruit produce to expand our cider range to make it local and seasonal.
What are you doing for cider at the moment? What produce are you using?
So we use apples and pears from the local supermarket, so it's not local produce.
And that's not ideal for you?
No, it's not. Because we have a premium product that's preservative-free, we don't add chemicals to it, it's brewed locally. We'd like to keep the product as local as possible.
From a business marketing point of view, do you think you'd be able to be more successful if you were able to market your product as using lychees that comes from 20 kilometres away, mangoes that come from 30 kilometres away?
Absolutely.
G'day, what's your name and what do you do?
I'm Wendy King. My partner Paul is the beekeeper for BTU, so we run a family commercial beekeeping operation.
Why are you here today?
Why we're here today? I'm taking advantage of the opportunity to network with other producers, as well as the chefs from the region as well, to introduce them to our products. I think the region has huge potential in terms of tourism, and food goes hand in hand with the tourism. So if we can increase the profile of the region in terms of food and extend that, you know, the same reputation that Bowen has, extend that down through the Mackay Whitsunday region out, and out to the west, I think that would be great. And there's huge potential there.